We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school boys wrestling. Districts coming up this Saturday. Southwest Valley, they're heading to Riverside High School to compete in 1A District number 9. Cody Konieczny, head coach for the Timberwolves, joins me now. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team as you get ready for state qualifying meet?
I like that we're getting healthier, Chris. We've been battling injuries for the past 2 or 3 weeks and some illnesses, and I think we're finally about fully healthy. So I kind of like where we stand right now.
That's very good. This is the time to do it. You know, we always got to worry about the flu bug. It always seems like some kids are getting sick right around this time, and got to be healthy for districts as you hit the mat trying to go to state. Gavin Wetzel certainly is going to be one to watch, ranked at 165 pounds. He'll have some interesting competition there, including Max Shano for Riverside. What do you see from Gavin and his road to try and make it to state?
Yeah, Shano's a really tough competitor. We've watched through his season, and, you know, he's going to be tough. And there's also a few other guys there that he's wrestled close matches with. So it's going to be a tough race. I think most weight classes are going to be. So it's just about how we prepare and, you know, how we come out and get after it on the mat to start with.
It also seems like there's going to be some wide open weight classes. I mean, there's not a ton of ranked kids in this district, but there's going to be some brackets where there might be a lot of evenly matched. How do you see it?
I think, you know, we've got chances at some weight classes. I like our chances at 113 with Deegan Farwell. I think there's an opening there, and 120 with Jax Herring. 144 Brody Crozier. I think, you know, there's a spot there where we could possibly get into, and everybody else, you know, they've got a fighting chance too. I mean, it's all about, you know, every other team's got to worry about their health and who they got to put on there. So everything can change by the time you get weigh-ins on Saturday.
Absolutely. How do you feel about like guys like Wyatt Shires and Brody Crozier who have missed some time this year because of injuries and them coming back here for districts?
Wyatt Shires and Brody Crozier did miss a bunch of time. Both had a knee injury that wasn't totally serious, but it kept them out a while. But I like their weight classes. I think if they wrestle hard and give themselves an opportunity, I think they both also stand a chance to make it through.
Talk a little bit about each of them, Wyatt and Brody, and what each of them kind of brings to you on the mat.
They give a completely different skill set. Brody Crozier's wrestles a lot tighter to the cuff. He's pretty technical, strong kid. Wyatt Shires, he likes to let it fly, and he does some high-energy moves, but, you know, he takes pretty calculated risk when he does them. So they're pretty different style, but they're both fun to watch.
And then Griffin Wetzel has been at the bigger weights. He's kind of moved around a little bit. He's kind of wrestled a couple of times at 215, mostly at 190. What do you see from Griffin going into districts?
Griffin's wrestled well all year. He's been battling sickness for the past week and a half, but he's finally back healthy now, and that's good to see. I think he lost a couple matches. If you go back and wrestle healthy, I don't think he probably loses those. So it'll be interesting. There's an opening at 190 or 215. I don't know, you know, at the moment. I think he'll probably be a 190 pounder. So we're just going to have to go out there and take care of business. Really, just as long as we're healthy, I think there's always a chance.
Yeah. Another one, Carson Cooper. I mean, he's got 32 wins on the year, does have 21 losses, but that usually means anything can happen with him. And he's wrestled as low as 144, and he's gone as high as 157. How do you see him at districts?
Carson Cooper is always a wild card. That guy does so many things that you just sometimes scratch your head and you have no idea how it happened. And sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's a bad thing. But either way you look at it, it's probably going to be exciting.
Okay, fair enough. Anybody else that we haven't really talked about yet that you're excited to see for districts?
Brody Sparks at 138. He's one of our other seniors. Lucas James has been, you know, he's been pretty pivotal for us and doing, you know, he does a lot we ask out of him. He wrestles 57 to 75, but he weighs about 160 pounds. So, I mean, he's just kind of do whatever. He's a senior. He'd be our last senior on there. And Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody, Ben Waddell's had a really good year at 126. I mean, he's right in that mix too. So it's going to be exciting to get everybody on the mat on Saturday.
Yeah, Ben's got 36 wins on the year. What do you just make of the competition that's going to be there in Oakland?
I think it's going to be tough. Oakland Riverside's got a really good team. West Monona, they bring down some kids that kind of, you know, don't pair up well in our weight classes, but, you know, South Central Calhoun's kind of the same. Everybody seems to have a kid on their team that's, you know, right in line with one of the kids that we think has a chance. So really it's going to come down to how we execute and how everybody wrestles on Saturday.
Well, Coach, we will have a district recap show on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. We will recap your Timberwolves and, of course, all our area wrestlers scattered around to five or six different locations around the area. And we will recap everything again at Saturday at 6 o'clock on KSOM. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck at districts this Saturday. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Cody Konechny, head coach for Southwest Valley Boys Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.